Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is Anna Nielsen, and I'm bringing your devotional today from Lillian Arjona. The imagery of shining like stars in the sky is powerful. If you've ever gone camping or into an area where there isn't much city light, it is amazing to experience the brightness of the stars at night. This is what we as Christians are called to be light. Such a stark contrast to the world around us that leaves people in awe and wanting more. What does this look like in our daily walk with Christ? How are we embodying the light of God in our work, our relationships, and our environment? It takes effort to work out our salvation into all these areas. It takes discipline, spending time with God, seeking accountability, and trusting relationships. It is something we put on each day, just like how stars come out each day. We don't get to decide when we are working on our salvation or honoring God, but it is something we must embody. That is how we change and how we become new. In our daily lives, let us strive to embody these principles. When faced with difficulties, choose gratitude over grumbling. When tempted to argue, seek peace and understanding. Remember that God is at work within us, enabling us to live out His purposes. By doing so, we will indeed shine like stars, reflecting the light of Christ to those around us. May we find strength and joy in this calling, knowing that our efforts and faith are never in vain, but contribute to God's eternal kingdom. Rejoice in the journey, for God is with us, working through us for His glory. What we rejoice in is what is our central sweetness and comfort in life. To rejoice in something is to treasure it, to access its value to us, to reflect on its beauty and importance until your heart rests in it and tastes the sweetness of it. Tim Keller. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.